Hey, y'all, as promised, we got our special guest on the phone. He's a gospel music sensation. He's a family member, too.
Yeah.
This is he won ours right here. I first met him out on tour with Kirk Franklin, man. Since then, this dude right here that messed around became a household name in the gospel world, put down a string of great gospel hits.
Superstar.
He's joining us today to tell us about his new single called Her and his upcoming new album. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show my man, Isaac Carrie.
That's my dad.
Thank you.
Morning.
Thank y'all. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm so happy to be home.
Where you been? Like Israel or something?
Oh, you know, I haven't had an album out in 7 years.
Huh?
It's been 7 years. I haven't.
He took a big break. Yeah.
I took a huge break. I'm on a huge hiatus, man. I went on tour with Pump. I did the Bad Boy tour. Then I went on tour with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. I did a country tour for 2 years. And then I decided to just start back doing it. I was just in a place where I needed to take a break. I felt like my place in gospel was becoming stagnant, and I needed to just switch some things up, shake some things up, and get some new experiences, get some different energy. And now I'm back with new music, so I'm happy to be back.
Well, you shook them up with this one.
Thank you, all.
This one right here. This is my kind of cut right here.
We love this song.
This new single is called Her. It's a perfect song for the day. It's Valentine's Day. It's a love song to your wife, man. Tell us about the song. Because I don't think, since I've been listening to gospel music, and I ain't no gospel music expert, but I don't know if I've heard anybody write a gospel song to their wife that I know of.
No, I haven't either. I haven't either. I'm sorry.
Steve.
I know you ain't correcting nobody. What are you talking about?
On this show, we don't talk proper. I haven't either.
Isaac, you can say either. I appreciate that.
I'm talking about no either on here.
You can say either.
I ain't either.
Welcome to the show, Ike.
Yeah, go ahead, Ike.
Welcome to the show, baby.
Can we get to his beautiful song, Her? Crazy.
Myself and the producers got together, Black Elvis and Red Culture, and this guy named Felly. I told him, I said, I want to write a song, a love song to my wife. And they was like, yo, how the church gonna receive that? And I said, well, as long as we write it tastefully and God ordained marriage, you know, he ordained it, you know. So it's like, how can anybody get mad about a song that you're writing to your wife, the one that God gave you? So
they'll find a way. We are talking about church people.
Ain't Ooh, that ain't nothing but the truth, Steve, right there.
Church people will find a way to get mad about anything.
Isaac know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm a living witness.
They ain't wrote now song. All right, y'all, we back. We talking with gospel sensation Isaac Carrie about his new hit, Her. Lord, what is he doing? What is he saying? You heard him.
He must have got in some trouble. He must have done messed up. You know, I have heard that. But no, it was, honestly, guys, I wanted to a song to let my wife know how special she was. We just made 16 years 2 weeks ago. And,
That's good. I
just made 16 what?
16 years married.
Congratulations.
Our 16th wedding anniversary. Thank you. Our 16th wedding anniversary 2 weeks ago. And so when I put this song out, it's just me openly confessing my love to her in a different type of way. I never get it in music. She knows how I feel personally. And I wanted guys to be like, you know, like, I like this song. This is how my girl, because sometimes women say we don't communicate. We don't talk. We don't express how we feel. So I wanted to write a song for guys who don't know how to put what they feel into words. And put this song on. This is what I feel about you. And it's so far, so good. It's going well.
It's beautiful. It really is beautiful.
Thank you, Shirley.
It's a song.
Thank you, Shirley.
Let's play it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we'll set it up, Isaac.
All right, this is my brand new single that I dedicated to my wife. And I want all the guys to dedicate this song to their woman on this beautiful Valentine's Day. Right. It's called Her, right here on the best show of the world, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Doggone right.
Stop.
Baby. Holy Ghost. I'm so grateful, God, you know you did the most. Lord, you know I have witnessed your glory, all this favor you showed me. When you gave it to me, I had to learn what to do with your blessing. Now I know that a man who findeth the wife finds a good thing. So every time I think of her, I'm thinking you. And when I give my love to her, I'm thinking you. Loving her like Christ loved the church, 'cause you told me to. Yeah, she a missy on your glory. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm worthy, but I'm under your company, so I ain't worried. I'm just thanking you. When I think of her, I'm just thanking you. When I give her love, I'm just thanking you. Married and in love, I'm just thanking you. You, you. When I think of her, I'm just thanking you. When I give her love, I'm thanking you. Married and in love, I'm just thanking you. You. Song of Solomon, chapter 8. Read it, tell me what it says. I know that you don't make mistakes, so if it's in the book, then it must be okay to love her. No, I'm not ashamed. Feels like a wedding night, I pray, oh yeah. Yes, a man who findeth a wife finds a good thing. So every time I think of her, I'm thinking you. And when I give my love to her, I'm thinking you. Loving her like Christ loved the church, 'cause you told me to. Yeah, she a missy on your glory. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm worthy. When I think of her, I'm just thinking of you.
Baby, I know I'm thinking about you.
Married and in love, I
put my Bible down, start thinking about you. Hey, every time I look, I'm thinking about you.
The song is called Her. It is available for download on all music platforms. It's a perfect, perfect song for Valentine's Day.
On the real, yes, great job, man. Great job.
Thank you all. Thank you so much. Thank you. I love y'all so much, and y'all enjoy y'all Valentine's. Man, I appreciate y'all the opportunity to just open y'all doors for me one more time.
Coming up next, the nephew right here in the building with today's prank phone call right after this.